Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we do this different days. We don't even know what day we're going to do this, but we're going to call this What's the Latest with the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. We don't have Dan yet. Is that what's happening? Oh, okay. I just got a text. As I'm doing that intro, okay, let me text him real quick. Hang on. Just introduced you. This is live radio for you. Okay. Just got done introducing you, man.
Yeah, just got here.
Hey, I'm on top of everything. I'm on top of it all. I'm wired in so tight to this that, I mean, it's like we have merged.
This is a finely tuned machine.
That's right. But it's also, live radio is completely unpredictable. It's completely unpredictable.
Oh, I hate to hear that. I prefer to think of it as finely tuned, like a Nighthawk Custom 1911.
Well, it is finely tuned, but it's finely tuned like an unpredictable Nighthawk 1911.
Never run across an unpredictable.
There you go. And as an aside, I just had Jay Jacobson, the CEO of Franklin Armory, on, and he wanted me to tell you hello.
Oh, I like Jay. He's a good dude.
He is the most dapper-looking gun company executive that I see out there.
I have not had the pleasure of meeting him in person. We've just talked on the phone and corresponded by email.
Well, I mean, he's always in a suit, and, you know, cool. I see everybody there that owns a gun company is dressed very nicely, but, I mean,
yeah.
he always looks like he could either go to a bank board, board of directors meeting, or he could do what he does.
Well, I'll have to make sure I shake his hand at SHOT Show this year.
Yeah.
And then use some Purell, of course.
Coming, do you think SHOT Show is going to happen this year?
Yeah, I've talked to people at the NSSF, and they say categorically that unless the governor shuts down all trade shows in Las Vegas, it will happen.
Well, Jay, who lives in Nevada, right, I asked him about that, and he said he doesn't think so, and that's because with the exception of the Trump rally where there was 25,000 intimate people there near the airport, which was 200 yards from his area in Minden, Nevada, they don't allow any sort of get together with more than 50 people. So they're going to have to rescind that in order for SHOT Show to work. Plus,
I believe that the NSSF has been in contact with all governmental officials there.
The gov there, Sisolak, he's not exactly. He's not a Second Amendment Avenger or anything by any stretch of the imagination.
I know, but think how hard the hotels and unions have been hit in Las Vegas this year. And they've already lost the Consumer Electronics Show, and they've already lost the AVNs in January. Do they really want to lose 50 or 60,000 people from the gun industry
who
spend all kinds of money?
I wonder if they do have it, what that's going to mean for the room rates.
Well, funny you should mention that, because I just checked today at the Venetian and Palazzo, and they look like they are, they look exactly like they do every other year.
The rates? About,
yeah, the rate. About $240 on Saturday and Sunday before, about, I think it's $300 or $350 on Monday. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, it's $699 a night. And then it drops back to $250, I think, Thursday night.
Yeah.
Or something. And that's what it does every year. I think they're always right at that amount. So,
you know what I'm going to do?
They certainly aren't dropping their rates.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive to SHOT Show this year. I'm tired of, you know, I flew on four planes last year, mm-hmm. and I got COVID-19. And.
Well, then you should stay at the Venetian and Palazzo, because they have a big flashing thing. Free valet parking.
Well, I was thinking, but see, since I'm going to have the car, don't they have, can't I park there? Can I drive from wherever I'm at, staying at, and then go into the SHOT Show?
Well, they have free self-parking, which I think they always do, but they have free valet parking, and I don't think that's usually the case. I think they charge you $20 or $30 a day to valet park it.
Yeah, you know, I'll pay that.
But again, the great scheme of things, if you're paying their room rate, that's a small, that's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, I don't want to pay their room rate. I normally stay across the street at Treasure Island, and that's like $1,700 a week.
That's where I was last year, and that was very convenient. I mean, you know, just cross over the bridge, and boom, you're there.
What's that going to look like if all the bars are closed, though?
You know, I don't know. I can't imagine the bars are closed. First of all, the casinos are open.
The casinos are open.
My understanding is they are. If the casinos are open, you can't have a casino without a bar, for God's sake.
I know.
It just doesn't work. So,
are the restaurants open?
They have to, because if the hotels are open, people have to have someplace to eat. And can you imagine 50 or 60,000 SHOT Show attendees without access to liquor? It just doesn't work.
That wouldn't be very pretty at all, would it? See, that's why
no.
I'm thinking. That's why I'm thinking about staying further up or down the road or something. I don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't know.
I have to believe that all the amenities will be open. That, you know, they may have every other seat open or something stupid like that, but they're going to be open.
I'm still trying to figure out if I get to be on Radio Row again. And if I get to be on Radio Row, then I don't. But I was on Radio Row last year, you know, and I still got sick.
Well, consider yourself lucky. You got sick. You got through it. You're probably immune now.
That's right. It's like kryptonite doesn't hurt me no more.
Yeah, exactly.
For those who don't understand why Dan and I are talking about this, going to SHOT Show, the actual logistics of going to SHOT Show are a low-grade nightmare. And if you actually do pull it off and everything actually does work the way it's supposed to, like I'm sure when you finally get to the press room after all that nonsense, the cab rides from the airport and all the other stuff, that you're sort of like, oh, thank God, now I only have to work for the next 8 hours.
I actually like SHOT Show. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a huge amount of work, and it's exhausting. But I like seeing the people I see every year, and it's fun to see the new products. And the NSSF really does a hell of a job of running that. It's just far and away the best
yeah.
run big
yeah, they
thing
do.
Like that.
But I got that. One thing I got to see on Radio Row was somebody was going around, and they didn't get permission from Radio Row to go around to set up and book interviews.
Yeah.
And I'll have to tell you who it was offline. But his partner, you already know who his partner was, because his partner was Dan Gross. So you know who the other guy was. They got kicked off of Radio Row. So you don't mess around with the NSSF in Las Vegas.
No, you do not.
The truthaboutguns.com, that is where Dan plies his trade on a daily basis, putting out anywhere between 10 and 20 articles per day. And it's truly breaking news there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. We'll be right back.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I don't know if this was a gaffe or what, but I saw where Joe Biden got up there. I don't know if he looks better with the mask on or not. But anyway, he got up there, and I saw that he put it on Twitter, but I also thought I had read it, or maybe he said it somewhere. After these two L.A. County deputies were ambushed in their car with a handgun, he was calling for an assault weapons ban.
Yeah, Joe isn't too bright. But to be fair, Joe probably can't find his keyboard these days, hasn't for weeks or months. And anything that you see tweeted, Facebooked, or any statement that's issued these days is not coming from that doddering old man. It's coming from his handlers, who are doing their best to drag his ancient carcass across the finish line in November, at which point he could be replaced by
Kamala
Harris, and they could name some other vice president. So that's really what's going on here. But yes, by any standards, this was an incredibly stupid comment. And the cynicism of using the assault on the attempted assassination of the two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies to push his gun control agenda 2 days or less than a day after it happened was especially nauseating.
I tell you what, I saw the bystanders' response to this.
Mm-hmm.
That really made me angry.
Yeah.
I hate to say this about my fellow human beings, but I would have stood between those wounded cops and the bystanders. I don't know if any of them ever menaced them or not. I know they got out of the car and were walking around and were being taunted by the people there. But I mean, that really makes me angry.
I know. It's amazing. My understanding is that none of them went over to try to help them at all.
Yeah.
One of the wounded officers was still conscious enough to call in the call for help on the radio, and that's how they got help. And it sounds like they're both going to survive, thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the female got the male out of the car. The female, she was upright and walking around. They both got shot in the face.
Yeah.
The guy got away.
Looked like a kid.
Yeah.
To me.
That handgun looked gigantic in his hands, didn't it?
It looked gigantic, and his head barely came up to the top of the SUV there. And I would guess that that kid is no more than, that the shooter is no more than 14 or 15 years old, something like that. But who knows? Maybe he's just a short adult. Hopefully we'll find out soon when they catch him.
Well, whatever it was, whoever it was, that the way the bystanders reacted to it, and Biden getting out there calling for an assault weapons ban, that is, to me, that's an opportunistic low for him to go.
It is, and it's so tone deaf, too, when everybody in the world saw the video of a kid with a handgun, or whomever, with a handgun shooting the two officers, and he gets out there and talks about weapons of war, and we needed an assault weapons ban. Whatever kind of gun that was, probably a semi-automatic, who knows, it was so distant and grainy, you couldn't tell, maybe it was a revolver. Whatever it was, it wasn't anything that even Dianne Feinstein would classify as an assault weapon. It was a handgun. It was a standard handgun. And it was in California. So, of course, we know that even if it was semi-automatic, it had to have under 10 rounds, correct?
Right.
Because anything other than that would be illegal.
Didn't have no high caps.
No. No high-capacity magazine.
Because laws stop everything.
Right. And, of course, the shooter wouldn't break the law.
By having
it. I'm sure.
He's going to abide by the law while he tries to assassinate two law enforcement officers.
Yeah, he tries to commit murder. Exactly.
Yeah.
It just shows incredible tone deafness and some of the worst timing you've ever seen. Not that he'll be called on it by anybody in the mainstream media, but for people on our side, it's just incredibly disgusting.
Yeah, well, he's a, you know, he's something old, Joe. Joe is a... the stuff they say, the stuff the Democratic Party says, I mean, because I see all the stuff that they are saying currently, and I'm just flabbergasted that they can say that and not bust out laughing.
Well, they've been saying it for so long.
It's just like breathing.
Yeah, it is. It's just it becomes rote, and it's just habit. If somebody is shot, it doesn't matter what the circumstances were. It doesn't matter how many laws the person who committed the crime broke in order to obtain the gun. It's always evidence and proof that we need more gun control laws. Maybe the person broke 15 laws in order to get the gun he used, but clearly we need to make whatever he did even more illegaler because of guns.
When we get back, I want to talk about this. I haven't watched the video of this yet because there's CNN interviewed Gage Grosskreutz.
Yes.
And I'd really like to know why he wasn't charged.
Well, we can talk about that.
Yeah, but I mean, he's just being interviewed by CNN while he's wearing his paramedic hat. I'm telling you what, I don't want there to be a civil war, Dan, but dadgummit if there is one. Anyway, I'm not going to let myself look forward to some of this stuff, some of this reckoning. I'm just glad I believe in karma. Karma, I do believe in. It will get to it. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. All of these things that I'm talking to him about right now, they are on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where you find all of this breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court building on Wednesday and Thursday, the court announced Monday. Democrats are accusing Republicans of hypocrisy regarding naming a Supreme Court nominee right before the election, to which President Trump tells Fox and Friends,
"When you have the Senate, when you have the votes, you can sort of do what you want as long as you have it. So now we have the presidency, and we have the Senate, and we have every right to do it, and we have plenty of time."
And opening up the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote will take place on the Senate floor.
President Trump's nominee for this vacancy will receive a vote.
on the floor of the Senate.
And a rough way to start your week on Wall Street as the Dow was down at times over 800 points on Monday. It closed down just over 500. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Beta is moving closer to the Texas Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center reports Beta has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. It's about 45 miles southeast of Port O'Connor and is moving to the west-northwest at 7 miles an hour. Water rescue teams along the Gulf Coast are on standby. A woman suspected of sending a poisoned letter to President Trump is arrested. With an update, we turn to Nancy Orticelli from our Buffalo, New York affiliate, WEBR 1440.
Earlier this week, a package containing ricin was sent to the White House addressed to President Trump. U.S. law enforcement stated that they had reason to believe the package came from Canada. News reports have found that a woman was arrested at the Peace Bridge carrying a gun and is alleged to be the person who sent the package to the president. No further information has been provided as of yet.
The woman arrested as she was attempting to enter New York with a firearm. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now, this guy, Gage.
Gage Grosskreutz.
Yeah, he got his bicep blown off. Is the supposition here that he was acting in self-defense?
He never said that. It was an interesting interview for those who saw it, because he certainly portrays himself as the victim. He talks about the pain he's in, the fact that he had, according to his description, 90% of his biceps blown off. What he doesn't say is that he was holding a handgun. I got props to the CNN interviewer. She mentions that. And he says, well, yes, I was carrying a gun because I support the Second Amendment. but Mr. Grosskreutz was also made sure for the cameras, wear a hat that said in large block letters, paramedic, because he's described as a former EMT. I guess that's true. I don't know. That's how he's described in the CNN report. I had not heard that before. And he says he's in constant pain.
I imagine so. He had 90% of his bicep blown off. I'd imagine that stings.
That can't feel good.
No.
I'm guessing that...
Ever. No.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's going to have to learn to write with his other hand.
I guess something. But so what was the gist of this? Because I know that he had told somebody, somebody put up on Twitter that was like his quote-unquote bestest friend in the world, BFF, that he was really sorry he didn't kill Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, I think what he actually said was he's sorry that he didn't dump the entire magazine into it. Because if you go back and watch the video of what happened that night, right after the gentleman with the skateboard tried to crack Rittenhouse's skull, and Rittenhouse shot him, Grosskreutz ran up to him as Rittenhouse was on the ground, and as Rittenhouse, he stopped. He put his hands up, and his right hand was a Glock, and as if to say, whoa, I'll back away. And then he took a step toward Rittenhouse and brought the gun back down toward him. And that's when Rittenhouse shot him.
Yeah.
The CNN interviewer said, what were you doing chasing a man who had, in her words, who was walking around with an assault rifle or was running with an assault rifle? And that's when Grosskreutz's attorney stepped in and wouldn't let him answer that question.
Well, I imagine that that was only prudent because he's already let a lot of stuff out of the bag already. But, sorry I missed that interview. I guess I could go watch that and everything. But I just find it remarkable that he didn't get charged.
Well, yeah. He was originally described as a felon. That apparently is not true. He was convicted of possession of a firearm while intoxicated in 2017, which is a misdemeanor. I don't believe that. I'm not that familiar with Wisconsin laws, but I don't believe that's enough to lose your Second Amendment rights over.
Right.
However, he did attempt to point a handgun at Rittenhouse, which I would think would be an assault charge, possibly a brandishing charge.
Definitely a felony.
Well, it's a crime. Yeah, I would think so. I would think it would be felony assault. I don't know what the level of brandishing charge is. I don't know if it's possibly reckless endangerment, but it is interesting that he has not been charged with anything so far.
Do we know if Kyle Rittenhouse is still in jail?
Yes. My understanding, though, is that he is close to getting out. However, I don't know if the an Illinois judge will allow him out on bail until his extradition hearing, which isn't until the last week of this month.
Right.
And at that time, he might be extradited to Wisconsin to face the charges, and then he would be subject to whatever bail the Wisconsin judge might set.
Now, he's got a pretty good attorney, right?
He did. That attorney resigned, but I believe the same firm is continuing to represent him. I believe. I'm not positive of that. My understanding is he has very good legal representation.
I mean, I don't know how much legal representation he really needs. I just find it, I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so I don't pretend to be a lawyer. But, I mean, that's about as classic a self-defense case as can be, I guess. I mean, would it have...
That's my reading of it as well, and that's the reading of two attorneys I've asked about it, one of which does criminal work and one who does not. He practices a different type of law. But both of them thought that there is more than reasonable doubt as to whether he was reasonably defending himself in all three of those shootings.
Yeah, I would imagine they're going to have a field day with that one. Of course, it all depends upon the judge, though, right? All depends upon the judge.
It always does. That's always part of it. The question then is, does it go to a jury trial? I would think that his attorneys would certainly want a jury trial rather than a bench trial. But I'm no legal expert. I'm no strategist. I'm sure his attorneys will weigh those questions very carefully.
Well, I mean, I've been watching this thing about Mike Strickland, the guy out of, I guess, Seattle or something. He was the guy that retreated from Antifa and pulled a gun on them.
Yes.
And then now he's having to go before the Supreme Court because they found him guilty of whatever it was. Originally, he was charged with 2 misdemeanors, then that turned into 21 total charges, 10 felony charges. After Oregon, it was Portland. It was after Oregon ceasefire came in and said, "Hey, we you better be charging him because he's a bad guy. He had a gun. Uh-huh. Yuck! He had a gun." So, while I'm looking at all that, they looked at the, his attorneys looked at that and said, the jury pool is pretty tainted. We better just go to a bench trial, and then the judge, of course, found him guilty.
Yes.
So. I don't know how it will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I just about called it Winosha.
Wiscosha. I don't know.
But hang on. We'll get into some more of this stuff when we get back. Talking to Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now this guy, the gentleman that is the gun shop owner, I'm going to have to change my plan now because he used my plan. Now everybody's going to be wise to that. We're talking about the gun shop owner who faked a heart attack, and they were like, "Okay, well that's all right. We'll leave the old man to that while we get our guns and take off." And then while they were looking the other way, got a gun and shot one of them in the shoulder.
Exactly. This was in Richardson, Texas, in a store that this gentleman. Apparently runs by himself. He's 77 years old. He's a Marine. He's a Vietnam vet. And two things were surprising here. First thing that was surprising was he didn't have a gun on his hip. I have rarely been in a gun store.
I wondered about that.
And seen anyone working there who didn't have a gun on their hip. And it was a choice he made. I'm guessing he's going to change that. But when these three miscreants made it clear that they were robbing him, he faked a heart attack and said, "I have to get my pills." And they let him do that. But he wasn't getting his pills. He was grabbing a gun. And as the three were walking out the door with about 50 of his firearms, he said, "Stop." One of them turned around with a gun in his hand, and he shot him in the shoulder. That was the first thing that was surprising. The second thing that was surprising was the video that we embedded from a local TV station that showed the inside of Mike's Gun Room, which is the store in Richardson, Texas. And I couldn't believe how many guns he had in stock. And the fact that after losing 50 of them to the two who got away, he still had plenty of guns on the counter.
Do we need to go there to get us something?
I don't know what's going on because I have not talked to many gun store proprietors who have much of an inventory these days.
Right.
So he's either doing something really unusual to source new firearms to keep his stock up, or he's difficult to deal with, or his prices are astronomically high. I don't know what it is. But if you're in Dallas and you need a gun, I would check out Mike's Gun Room.
Mike's Gun Room.
Yeah.
You might need to go out there and check out. I'm still looking around. I need to. One of my sons got one of my. If I'm going to have a Glock, it needs to be a fifth gen. One of my sons got my only other fifth gen. I've still got one. But one is none. The two is one. So I need my second fifth gen. So just, you know. Maybe he has one.
Maybe he does. He certainly had plenty of them. I mean, in the video, they showed the empty spots in the cabinet where the crooks had emptied his case. But he still had plenty of them. He had a bunch of long guns on the wall, too, including at least a few ARs I saw there. So Mike has Mike Brown is his name. He's got guns. Give him a call if you're anywhere near the Dallas area.
Yeah. A lot of presence of mind.
It is. He in the interview with the local TV station, he said that was a scenario he'd run through in his mind a number of times. So it was not carrying a pistol was obviously a conscious decision he'd made, and he thought through what he would do if he was robbed, because gun stores are targets, obviously, and I'm guessing that smaller independent gun stores like this seem like easier marks for thieves. I don't know if this is the first time Mike had been robbed or not, but at least he had had a plan, and he carried it out pretty well.
Let's segue if we can. You do this. You have this roundup, which is sort of like a lightning round in an article. And I saw this one where the Boogaloo Boys. Apparently, there's some people that are upset. There's not enough people to go after the Boogaloo Boys.
It's not. There's not enough people. It's not enough laws.
Oh.
According to one federal legislator. Yeah, there's a article in the Washington Post where a couple of George Washington University's ivory tower types wrote about two Boogaloo supporters or proponents of, let's call them Hawaiian shirt wearers,
yeah,
who supposedly wanted to bring about the Boogaloo, the big igloo.
Right.
And was allegedly conspired what? With some Hamas supporters.
Help me out. Help me up a little bit. What is the big igloo? Is that like? Is that a euphemism for death?
The big igloo is another slang term for the Boogaloo or violent revolution.
Okay. And they call it the big igloo.
Yeah, some of them do.
Ah.
In any case, they allegedly conspired with some Hamas supporters, basically Iranian-backed terrorist organization. And the fact that that fact was what federal agents, the FBI, used to arrest these guys. And according to these geniuses from George Washington University, there aren't enough laws on the books already to have arrested or stopped these two had they not conspired with a known terrorist organization. Like
stop them from doing what, though? What the? Don't they have?
I think they supposedly conspired to obtain weapons and to foment the revolution or an armed insurrection.
Oh, and they know now. They know that. Why? How?
The FBI. These people were in. An FBI agent was posing as a supporter and was in contact with these two geniuses.
Oh, okay. The Boogaloo Boys?
The Boogaloo Boys.
Just remind me, if we ever decide to make our own little middle-aged gang, remind me that when we're trying to figure out what we're going to call ourselves, that Boogaloo Boys is already taken.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to come up with something else. We've got to have to come up with different team shirts, too. Hawaiian shirts have been taken.
Yeah. Hawaiian shirts have been taken, but... What else? I guess we could get, like, bowling league shirts.
Yeah. I think bowling shirts are a great idea. It worked really well for Jeffrey Lebowski. He's kind of iconic for wearing a bowling shirt. So I don't know what we'll call ourselves, the Bowling Boys or something. I think bowling shirts is a very viable option.
If we really wanted to confuse everybody, we could call ourselves the Judean People's Front.
Judean People's Front.
You don't get the reference, do you?
Judea as a part of Israel?
You need to go watch The Life of Brian by Monty Python.
I only watched it once, and that was decades ago, so I don't remember it that well.
Yeah, they make mention of them throughout the whole movie. Then they finally show up, and they're like, "We are the Judean People's Front Crack Suicide Squad." Then they pull out their swords and kill themselves and go, "That'll show them." And then they...
Yeah, exactly. One final desperate act of stupidity, which will make a big impression.
I'm half British, so you know I get the humor. The humor,
there you go.
The humor tickles me in a special way.
There you go.
Well, I guess we're going to see how the election goes and everything. We don't really have enough time to get into all of this other stuff, but thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
We will be monitoring this as we go forward and everything else, and we'll see what we get. Now, for those of you that want to check out what Dan does and what he and his crew do, you go to thetruthaboutguns.com. Right there on the front page, everything that we have spoken about, except for SHOT Show, which we were just sort of making that one up as we went, you can find right there on the front page. And this is breaking news all day, every day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.